Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I want to talk about, it's just you and me, by the way, and I want to talk about technology as if humanity mattered. You know, we live in a world where technological innovations are increasingly manifesting in micro solutions. For example, nanotechnology, which you've heard us talk about on the show before, which is artificial intelligence at the atomic and molecular level, is empowering paint. One of the most dramatic ways microtech has touched our lives and our work is in mobile technology. We've witnessed technological convergence in front of our very eyes as more and more cool capability has been squeezed into a form factor that fits in the palm of our hand, right? In the palm of a human hand. But for microtechnology, there's the rub. For 20 years, mobile phones progressively got smaller. You've seen that, haven't you? Because innovations allowed such a form factor evolution. But you may have noticed that certain mobile devices called smartphones are actually reversing that trend by getting bigger, right? My last smartphone I bought was bigger than the one before. What's that all about? Well, in order to do more things, the limitations of human physiology, the eye and the hand primarily, have thrown a monkey wrench into the gears of the microtech machine. The naked eye and the blunt finger can neither see nor manipulate micro. So, in order for humans to continue benefiting from exciting new mobile innovations in microtechnology, which makes convergence density possible, smartphones. Irony that something so technologically smart can't increase its usefulness unless it defies microtech trends. As if to blaspheme Moore's law, one primordial vestige has forced a U-turn in the doubling of technology capability, the human form factor. So if the human form factor is placing limits on innovation, isn't it worth considering that the impact of technology on other elements of humanity should also be scrutinized? Let's call those elements humanity form factors, not human form factors, but humanity form factors. Humanity form factors include, but are not limited to, emotional bonding, language, community, markets, agape love, and values. These are transforming forces that have taken humanity from manslaughter to markets, from tribe to community, from village to city, from trial by ordeal to liberty, laws, nations, and government, and from the wheel to smartphones and smart paint. Technology literally owes its existence to humanity form factors. The human form factor is not passive. As we've established, even the lowly index finger, can advocate for itself against the forces of technology. But humanity form factors are passive because they represent ideals, what humans think, believe, and imagine. And an ideal counts on its holder to advocate for it against the seductive forces of whatever's new. It must be said that technology 2.0 has much to recommend it. Short term, the business efficiencies and digital leverage possible in the cloud, for example, has produced innumerable competitive advantages, especially for small businesses. Personally, we can make hundreds, maybe even thousands of virtual friends, right? And hang out with them online all we want. We can shop, bank, learn, and visit with only the slightest application of the human form factor. And long term, when a person in Peking can connect directly with a person in Peoria, great credit should be given to that connecting technology for fostering a potential peace dividend accruing to humanity. But technology for its own sake, because we can, is a troubling form of narcissism. Since technology 3.0 will be available soon enough, wouldn't it be prudent to take a moment to contemplate the mobile technology lesson? Before we become feckless victims of the shiny object syndrome, shouldn't every aggressive new innovation have to answer to an advocate for the passive humanity form factors? Here's Blasingame's law. Innovation should serve humanity too, not just humans. Here's an advocating question to ask more before we automatically anoint the next shiny innovation. At what cost? Here's the longer question. Yes, this new technology is faster, smarter, cheaper, and shinier, but have we accounted for and allocated the full and true cost of applying this innovation to how it will impact humanity? In his 1973 landmark book, Small is Beautiful, Economics as If People Matter, E.F. Schumacher asked the at what cost question about the way humans deplete and consume natural resources from the planet. He recognized that beneficiaries of the easy availability of Earth's resources always allocated the cost of removal and conversion into the price of the ultimate product. But Schumacher warned of the dangers of how, and he called us the rich passengers of spaceship Earth, how we were not accounting for and allocating the full and true cost of production, which would include the sustainability of the planet, the spaceship, planet Earth. Like humanity, Earth's form factor is passive and a slow advocate for itself. Schumacher advocated that the depletion of natural resources should do more than just serve humans, it should also serve humanity. From e-commerce to medical innovations to friends on Facebook to flash trading on Wall Street, the intellect and inclination of humans will continue to micro, nano, and periodically double technology in order to digitize and improve our lives. The seductiveness of cool and sexy new technology is its own advocate, and the human form factor can only advocate for itself for so long as technology increasingly responds to voice and ultimately mind commands. So here are the questions, folks. At what cost is all this? Not just because we can. We have to ask ourselves more than just because we can, but at what cost? Technology as if humanity mattered.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.